Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Melanie Melanie, this year goes with Moshe Vashnai, son Moshe Mordechai. The Mishnah and Baba Basila, the Beis Amud Aleph, says that if two people are shutfin, they have a chutzir b'shutfus, and they want to make a mechitza in the chutzir, you build a wall in the middle of the chutzir. Everybody gives of his shetach, of his area, for this mechitza. And the Mishnah talks about the various types of stones. However you normally build, selam, you build. You can't force. And then it says, if it's gvil, it's shisha tfachim, therefore each one gives three. It's gazis, five tfachim, each one gives 2.5. Kfisin, it's 2.5, 2.5. The vein, 1.5, 1.5. Therefore, lefichach, this is the famous lefichach that everybody talks about from nursery and on. Since each person could be kaifa his friend to build this wall, Rashi, hold, chilas abinim chivim chom livnas bin shneim. So if the kosel falls, nobody can taina that the kaisa was built in his chelik alone. No. The mokum the avanim belong to both of them. Ad kan midivrei a mishnah. Taisvis asked Iba Maskilafikach, why do you have to come on to the fact that since they can force each other to build a wall, ba'emtza, so they definitely did that. Therefore, when the wall falls, so we have to assume that the avanim belong to both of them. It's chetzi chetzi. As Tosis, even without that reason of lefikach, we would still go chetzi chetzi on the avanim. And it wouldn't help, like the Gemara says, that talking about a case where it fell in the rishus of one of them, it wouldn't help that it fell in that guy's rishus. Why? Because meikara no lada safek. And if they would come to split it up when the kaisel was still up, was still erect, they would split up 50-50. In other words, what Taisus means to say is, since the safek was no lada meikara, have a tfisa la'achar shenolad ha-suffik. You can't do tfisa even after the suffik was already engendered. And tfisa is no good. So even without the lafikach, the one can force the other. It doesn't matter that the avanim fell into one guy's courtyard. We already had when the wall was standing by the suffik, who the avanim belonged to. And therefore you got to go 50-50. Why do you have to come on to the lafikach? Lafikach, since they could force each other, you go 50-50. Even without lafikach, you go 50-50, because we have a suffix already from the beginning, before the tfisa, before it fell into his rishus. That's taisus. In fact, the kunchus hasfekus in klal bezoi zayin. That's saisir, divrei ataisus later on, 105a, softi v'maschal aval, and ksubis, 20a, divrei maschal v'uki. That whenever there's a tainas bari, then tfis is effective with suffik mamet. And here, he's tying bari that the whole kaisel is his. If it falls into his rishos, any time it's bari, it's mine. So according to Tosis, he should be able to keep it. Because Tosis says that later on, in Iksubis, that whenever there's a tainas bari, tfisa is effective b'safik mamon. Holeicha vika tainas bari, mahani tfisa b'safik mamon. So here we have a safik mamon. His bari should be effective. So that's why you have to come on to the lefikach. But since they can force each other, then it's 50-50. You know it's 50-50. Without the lefikach, you wouldn't be able to split it. But without the lefikach, you wouldn't be able to split it. Why wouldn't you be able to split it up? Because like Tosfos holds, when he makes a tainis bari, and he has tefisa, he's tefis, it's in his rishus. So tainis bari is effective when you do. There's a tainis bari, the tefisa helps specific mom. And here he's tain bari, so the tefisa should be effective. So what's pshat in Tosfos kasha that we don't need to come out to the Lefika for? Since the suffix, we already had a suffix from the get-go, so it's Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix. What do you mean? It doesn't bother us that it's Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix. Tosis themselves hold elsewhere. The Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix is the Seder. If you have a Tainas Bari, you can do Tfisa B'Suffix Mamona. So why does Tosis ask that you don't have to come out to Lefika? Because it's Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix. It doesn't matter. Tfisa Shanai Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix is valid. And that's why you have to come on to the Lefika. That it's not a Suffix. You know it's 50-50. So why does Tosa say you don't have to come on to the Lefika? Because it's Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix. Tfisa Lacha Shanai Lada Suffix is B'Seder, or works, according to Tosa elsewhere. So we don't understand Tosis kasha. Tosis also explains the Teretz of the Gemara, "Latzricha d'nafal rishis techad minayu." It's talking about where it fell into the rishis of one of them. That it's talking about a case b'shal b'rishus harbe, who was in his rishis for a long time, and therefore his tefisa should be effective. Mao, the same I might think, since it was in his rishis for a long time, will believe him that it's his. Migu, because he could have said, I bought it from you. And he'd be Naaman, because it was in his rishus for a long time. Frekta Rabbi Akiva Eger, why do we have to come on to the Migu? Because if it was in his rishus for a long time, we believe him. Migu, that it's his. Migu, that he could have said, I bought it from you. Since he could have said, I bought it from you, we believe him to say, it was really his in the first place. Since it's been in his rishus for a long time. Frekta Rabbi Akiva Eger, why don't we just say that if it's in his rishus for a long time, it's a raya that he built it, that it's his. Why do you have to come on to the fact that it's a migu? Since it was in his rishus for a long time, he would have been believed to say, I bought it from you. Therefore, he's believed to say that it's his. Why don't you just say that the fact that it's in his rishus for a long time is a raya that it's really his, that he really built it? Why did you come on to the migu that he could have said, I bought it from you? It's a raya that ani benesiya. It's a raya that I built it. Where do you have to come on to the migu? So, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Zatzal, explains as follows, that in the suffix of Machliv Pala B'Chamo, we know the famous Mishnah, Bav Metzia 100a, that you have someone, two people, Reuven and Shimon, were Machliv Pala B'Chamo. And Reuven goes ahead, and he makes a kinyan on the Chamor. The owner of the cow does a maisa kinyan on the donkey. And when the owner of the cow makes a kinyan on the owner of the donkey gets the cow. And in the meantime, the cow gave birth. The cow calved. So now you don't know who owns the vlad of this cow. The new owner of the cow or the old owner of the cow. The erstwhile owner of the cow. You don't know who. So Frekta Gemara in Bav Metzia, V'nechzeg Rishus D'man Kaima Levi Dechem Matzeh V'chava V'raya. Let's see in the Rishus where this calf is. Where was Rishus? The other guy's in Matzeh V'chava V'raya. Now it's Pashut The fact that it's in someone's rishus is not mevarer the etzem asafik when the animal gave birth. If it was before the mishicha of the chamor, or after the mishicha of the chamor. Because this is a suffix of Torah de Memayna. In other words, the suffix was established to the Beis Din even without their tainus. And by Batfisa in Shum Beiru Klape Etzem HaSafik. When you do Tfisa on the animal, it doesn't tell us anything about the suffix. We have a suffix. Beis Din has a suffix. Who does this calf belong to? And being tofetz, the fact that it's in your rishus isn't varied suffix. Nevertheless, we say amotzi mecharel v'raya, because that's the din sfekis, that even though the muhsuk is no raya and beul, that the lad is his, nevertheless, it's enough that he's tafus in order that you can't take it away from him. Is that pashut? That's why the Gemara says, "Nefti b'shus man kaima will have either chamotz or chalav v'raya." Not because you're mevara the suffik. Not mevara any suffik. It's a dror de mamona. It's a suffik with even without their tainus. And the tefisa doesn't help anything. Beis Din has their suffik, and the tefisa doesn't tell us anything. What doesn't tell us whether the animal gave birth before or after, before the kinyan or after. Nevertheless, it's enough that he's tafus that you can't take it away from him. So according to this assumption, the Tumim asks, in the Kitzur Tafu Koyin, Simen and Gimel, and Taisus there, the Yiram Aska Balechza, you ask. But even if it's in the Rishus of the Lekeach, even if the calf is in the Rishus of the buyer, Hakaimalan, Godra Seinlem Chazaka. Animals don't have a chazak. The fact that you have an animal in your rishus doesn't mean that it's yours, because animals are mobile. They go from place to place. So what does it help? How can you possibly give it fructosis? How can you possibly give it to the to the lokeach, if it's in his rishus, we paskin v'chim tov v'chinami havei avlad b'rishus lokeach. Ein ze ochecha dekana. Even if it's in the rishus of the buyer, that's not a proof that he bought it, because we say agoyjur sein lem chazaka. Because shemim me'elem bar l'rishuso. Maybe they came there on their own. So the fact that it's Brishus HaLokeach doesn't mean that he bought it. So Frek the Tumim, what's Tosfos Kasha? When the Gemara says, Goyjur Seinlem Chazaka, that's Klapei Tainus Lakuach. If he says, I bought it, you can't say, oh, since I have it, I must have bought it. No. Doesn't help us. Culture saints fisasim buchachas habalusa. Maybe they came on their own. You didn't buy it. There's no chazaka mashitachas yada areya shalom. What's in your possession is yours. And mainly, you have no tainas lakuach. You have no taina to say that you bought it. Why don't you have a taina to say that you bought it? You have no taina to say that you bought it because maybe they came on their own. But here, the tefisa is not mevarer anything about the etzem asafik. And it's not effective mitaras hochach obeir. Rather, the etzem tefisa is effective mimami d'mamun b'yadu misafik midina da meitze mechavero olav araya. So what do we care that it's gorgeous? So he's tafus. Just like we're saying over here by Machlok Par Lechamor. And it says, "V'nechli b'shus d'man kaima v'levi d'ch mosim echvel v'raya." Not because it proves that it gave birth. It was in the rishus of the buyer. Now it's in his rishus. Or in the rishus of the seller, if now it's in his rishus. Doesn't prove anything about it as far as that's concerned. But the very fact that he's tufus is enough. She can't take it away from him. You're also. So what's Tosis asking him? Tosis says, Agoji Sainam Chazaka, so it's no raya that he bought it. It's no raya that he bought it, Lokev bought it. No raya that it was born in the Rishus of the Lokeach. Because Goyish, because the animal, there's no chazaka. So we have no proof that he bought it. The fact that it is in Rishus is not a proof that he bought it. Here, we're not trying to bring a proof that he bought it. That he bought it. We're not trying to bring a proof that he bought it. Just the fact that it's in his Rishus is enough to give it to me, right? There's no proof that he bought it. There's no proof that he bought this calf. That the cow gave birth when it was in his rishus. But just the fact that the calf is in his rishus is enough to give it to him. And the whole thing, Goju Seinlam Chazaka, Seinlam Chazaka to say that I bought it. I have a raya that I bought it. Look, they're in my rishus. No, maybe they walked into your rishus. Here he's not trying to bring a proof that he, but we're not trying to bring a proof that he bought it. We don't know if he bought it or not. But just the fact that it's in his rishus is enough to give it to him. The fact that he's tufus is enough to give it to him. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. But hacha the tfisa, so I know mevareres miti be'etzem asafet. You want to prove you bought it? Sorry, Charlie, you have no proof you bought it. Why do you have no proof? Because maybe you walked into his rishus on your own, into your rishus on its own. There's no proof that you bought it. Say that that's Gojus, there's no proof that he bought it, but here we're not trying to bring a proof that he bought it. Yeah, the very fact that it's in his Rishus is enough to make it his. We say, I'm Otzme Chaver, I love a raya. So Gojus, Enlem Chazaka, that you bought it. It's in your Rishus, there's no proof that you bought it if you're trying to bring a proof that you bought it. But here we don't assume that you bought it. Just the very fact that this is rishus, your rishus means that I'm motzi mechaver olav haraya. But what's pshat in Tosfos kasha? The kasha of the tumim. So it would appear. Says Rana Rabbeinu Zitzal, the Biul Divrei HaTosfos, Shebevadai, Tosfos are moide, that if you have a suffix of Dvora de Memoina, Ein betfisaso shum raya ubeiru le'etzem ha-suffix. If you have a suffix of Dvora de Memoina, when a person does tfisa on this Dvar de Mamona that Beis Din has a suffix, even without their tainas, the Beis Din has their independent suffix. And then somebody is typhus. So that doesn't prove anything about the Etzema suffix. With this animal, Machlev Par B'chamor, the fact that he's typhus, the Beis Din has their own suffix, who it belongs to. The fact that he's tofes doesn't prove anything. In the tefisa shum beiru klapei etzem ha-suffik. Reason has a suffix even with the tefisa. A Aber mit kaum Mokko im Svirlu, die bei ihnen die Tfisessa tei beäufen, and the din of a Motsi Mechabrel of a Raya is just to be mamin ha-modem b'yad, be mamin b'yad b'yisafik. So the Motsi Mechabrel of a Raya is just to say that it's yours misafik. We don't know that it's really yours. It doesn't tell us anything about the safik. We say Motsi Mechabrel of a Raya because you're holding on to it. Nevertheless, Tosfos holds that we require that his tfisa should be in such a way that he's considered muhzuk b'mam. She is so that din, shall a moiti mechabrol v'rayahu, shenachon, she tfisa so ein bo koyach lishoy to levar es ha-sofe, shelefaneinu. Tosis is holding that we require that his tfisa should be in such a way that he's considered that he's holding on to the money. He's a muhzuk in the mam. Because the yisod of the din of a motzi mecharel of a raya is that it's true that his tfisa has no koyach to be poshet, to clarify the suffix before us. Nevertheless, since mitzad ha tfisa kishela atzma, since mitzad his tfisa, independently, his tfisa, without the suffix, the moment is becheskas shaloi, harehu muchzak boy, ve'al kein. Since when he's tafus, when he's holding on to the object, without the suffix, the moment is becheska shelo, he's considered muchzak bo. Even when there is a suffix, we don't take it away from him. But in a place where the holding onto it independently doesn't prove his bialus, then he's not called a muksuk. If you have a tfisa that without the suffix, he'd be considered a muksuk. So even if there is a suffix, we say a motzi mechabrel v'rayah. But if he does an achiza, which doesn't prove his bialus without the suffix, and he's not considered a muhzak at all. And that's what Tosfos asks. That Baalei Chaim, that go on their own, the tfisa mitzad atzma doesn't prove that it's his. And he's not called a muhzak b'mamon. He's holding on to it, but he's not called a muhzak. He needs to be a muhzak. In order to say a motzi mechabrel v'rayah. Baalei Chaim is not even called a muhzak. And in the suffix of machlif parah b'chamor, loy mahani tfisa greida. Tfisa alone doesn't help. Tfisa alone doesn't help. In the suffix of a machlif parah b'chamor. Because it's true that if you have a regular suffix, tfisa itself is effective. Even though he's not a muhzuk, that misafik, you can't take it away from him. Because where it is, as we're going to explain. Nevertheless, in this suffik of a machlif parah, we require a toras muhzuk and the din of a motzi mechabrel of a raya. Because if he doesn't have a shame muhzuk, his tfisa is not enough. In order to be mevatel, the chaluk of sumchus, who holds that mamon amuto misafik cholkin. And even without this, since the Moichar had the Cheskas Marakama, like we see in the Sugya there, Tfis alone is not effective to take it out of the Cheskas Marakama of the Moichar. We require that he should have a Din Muchsuk. So again, normally, it's enough to be a tafus. It's enough to be holding on to it. And the suffix, you're not going to take it away from him. However, in the suffix, a machlif parah b'chamor, you need a teras muhzak. But without the suffeg, it would really be yours. And it's not the case over here, because we're dealing with behemoths, it's gotros. And lem chazaka. So if he doesn't have a shame muksak, his tefis is not enough to be mevatel chalukas sumchas. And also, since the moichar is a cheskas marakama, his tefis alone is not going to be effective to take away the cheskas marakama of the moichar. Therefore, we require that he should have a din muksak. And that the Tosis answers, nevertheless, aim what's in the other because he's time is bari. So it would appear that Tosis is saying is that even though he's not a muksak, he's just a tafus. Nevertheless, since he's time bari, even tfisa alone is enough to be mevata the chaluk of sumchus, of mona mukutam mutu the safik cholkin. And also, we're not going to take it away from him because the other guy's a cheskas marakam. And it would appear that that's the reason of those who hold that we require tfisa ruya lekinyan afilu b'safik dor demamayna, like the case of a machlif par b'chamor. That's what the Shmaitza holds in Shmaitza Dalet, Perikit Dalet. That we require a tfisa ruya lekinyan. But we have to understand. Bishleima, in a case where we are trying to prove from his tefisa that he's the Bailim, we can say that we require a tefisa that's Ruya Lekinyan. Because if he has to make a taina that he made another kinyan besides the tefisa doesn't help us. Like the Tzos writes in Simanai Beisiv Katan Chof. But in a suffix of Torah the Memoina, the tefisa is not mevarer, it's not machriya, it's study a safik at all. Neither that's the din in sfeikas. In the safik, you leave the money in the hands of the muksuk. So why do I need a tefisa that's really king? If the tefisa has to prove that he's the bailim, so he needs a tefisa really king. Because he has to make a taina that he made another kinyan besides the tfisa. The tfisa doesn't help us. The tfisa doesn't prove anything. So therefore you need a tfisa that's really a kinyan. And therefore the tfisa proves that he made a kinyan. That's why we need a tfisa really a kinyan. But in the suffix of Torah de Memayna, Tfis is not mevara, tfis is not machriya, but study a safek. That's just the din b'dinei sfekis. That's the safek, you leave it in the hands of the muhsak, so why didn't you tfis a ruya lekinyan? So it appears that the beer is, as we explained, that it's true that the tfis is not mevara, the safek that we're talking about. Nevertheless, the whole din that was mischadish b'sfekis, that we say, ha-motzi mecharel v'rayim, misafek, minich ha-mom b'yado, was not said with any tfis, but rather when it's muhsak v'mom. Shebemamun kazeh shebelo asafik shenischadish alav tfisasa, that such mamun, that without the suffix, his tfisa shows that he's the bailam. We say that even though there is a suffix, we're going to leave it in his hand. And therefore, in the suffix, in the tfisa, that's not really a kinyan. He's not considered a muhsak, because without the suffix, we wouldn't have given him the money without his tfisa. And the makor for this is where the Rishonim writes, if you have a tinok, b'yor sheruba akum, the dlinyan is zikin, he's considered an akum, and if his shore was nageach our shore, he pays nezik shav. Even though he passed k'enoch ha'mam and achar rov. Since we're mesupik, if he's a goy or if he's a Jew, and if it's rov goyim, we assume he's a goy. Since we assume he's a goy, we consider it that he doesn't have a cheskes mam. We should say Ukim Mona Bacheskis Marei. Right, Enochem Mona Nachar Rov. But since it's Rov Akum, you assume that he's an Akum, and therefore he has to pay Nezik Shalim for Nezik. So we don't consider it that we're going B'mam Nachar Rov. We follow the Rov that he's a Kusi, and in Memela it's Kusi, he has to pay Nezik Shalim. It's not that we say Ein Ocha Mamon Achar Aroiv. It's Da'afka B'Yisrael. Whereas a Chazaka de Mamona, we say Amatzav Achal of Araya. Shenkin Ba'akum doesn't have a Cheskes Mamon. So we see that the Etzim HaTfis is not enough to be Mamon Achamamon B'Yada. Only a Tfisa that Mitzad Atzma shows his Bailas. That's considered Muxuk. By a guy, his tfisa, lav midi mashasha ispe. His tfisa is not significant. And therefore, it's not effective. So, the tfisa is not enough to be mamid the mamid the other. It means that his tfisa shows that he's the bailus. Then he's considered muksuk. And since the guy's tfisa doesn't show that he has bailus, because he's a guy, and tfisa so lav midi mashasha ispe, and therefore it's not effective. Shari Yosh is a Marich Bekeinze. Shari Hei Perek Tezvov. So you see this Yisod. That in order to be Mam at the moment of the other, you need that the Tfisa be Mora and your Bailas. Then you're considered a Muxuk. That's why by a goy, his tfisa is a mora and his bailus, because tfisa is a lav midi mashasha ispe. It's not effective. So again, the yisod advarim is that we require that for his tfisa, he be considered a muksuk b'mamun. In other words, that the yisod of the din of motzim erchval v'raya is that it's true that his tfisa can't be poshed and mevara the safek, but since mitzad the tfisa itself without the safek, the mamun b'b'cheska shlo is muksuk. And therefore, even if there is a safek, in motzim the other. But in an instance where the achiz mitzad atzma doesn't prove his bailus, he's not considered a muksuk. So this tfisa has to be more ala bailus. That's why Tosis asks the Bali Chaim that goes by themselves. The tfisa mitzal atzma isn't more that it's shalom. It's not considered a mufsik, it's considered a tafus. And therefore, the suffix of makav parva chamor, his tfisa is not effective. Because it's true that the suffix ba'alma mahanigam tfisa greida. Even though he's not a mufsik, then the suffix here shalom hoitzim yada, as we're going to explain, it's Hashem. Nevertheless, in this suffix of a machlif, you require Torah's muksuk for dina motzi mecharol v'raya. If he doesn't have the shame muksuk, his tfis is not enough to be matal the chaluk of sumchus. So we have this distinction between somebody who's a tafis ba'alma and somebody who's muksuk. Without the suffix, we would assume that it's his. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we'll expand upon this and hopefully eventually answer the kashas we started with. And we'll see the flows from Taras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.